Last night on Newsmakers.
For more than 13 years, I've had the honor of serving KRWG Public Media as director of content. Along the way, there have been many full-time reporters and students who've made a real difference covering the people and issues that shape our community. I'm grateful to them and to our entire staff that works so hard to bring you the region's in-depth coverage. I'm leaving KRWG in December to serve as executive director of WSIU Public Broadcasting, a network of PBS and NPR stations based at Southern Illinois University. Before I go, I also want to thank you for your support, your feedback, and your donations that make public media possible in this community. Take care of yourself, and I hope to see you when I visit.
Help us celebrate Fred Martino next on Voice of the Public from KRWG Public Media. 106, good afternoon, and welcome to Voice of the Public on KRWG Public Media. This is KC Counts, and I'm going to go ahead and say it. I know it's a cliche, but this is a very special edition of Voice of the Public because we are here today to honor a very special person who has been here with KRWG Public Media for 13 years. We are talking about our content director, Dr. Fred Martino, who last night on Newsmakers announced his departure from KRWG. Fred, having been in a similar situation, spending a lot of time in one place, I know how hard it can be to say goodbye. So why don't we start with just you kind of telling us what this process has been like, the part where you do have to say your goodbyes.
Oh, it has been, as you know, Casey, very, very hard. You were so kind, as I told you one-on-one, that I was going to be leaving, and so many other members of the team here have been so kind, as I told them before it was announced to the whole station. It's very emotional for me because I've been here for 13 and a half years. I've never lived anywhere this long except where I grew up outside of Philadelphia. And I have a deep love for the people and the culture and a deep love for New Mexico. It is a very special place, and I've enjoyed every opportunity here working for the station and meeting the people in this community. And it's very hard. It's very hard to leave, but I've worked as a public media leader for over 20 years, and I've worked in broadcasting for over 30 years. And my previous position, I worked for almost a decade in Michigan, and I'm going back to the Midwest. I have family in the Midwest. My wife has family in the Midwest. Our grandchildren will be 2 hours from Southern Illinois University, where I'm going to be working. And the opportunity there is truly amazing. I'm going to be executive director of broadcasting for SIU. And they have a network of PBS and NPR stations throughout that region. And so that's been a goal of mine, working in public media to lead an organization like that. And I've just enjoyed so much leading the content team here. This will be leading the entire organization. And I will always think of NMSU as well as I move there and work on this new job, because my passion for doing this work only increased here because I had an opportunity in the last 13 years to complete a doctorate at NMSU in educational administration that helped me solidify those goals that led me to SIU. And I'm very grateful to the College of Education and the faculty there, who are just amazing and helping me to grow as a leader and to continue a spirit of service for a new institution. And I leave here so honored to have worked with so many amazing people. And Casey, what a time for this to happen, because as you know, in 2021, thanks in part to your amazing work, I'm leaving in the year when we were named Station of the Year by the New Mexico Broadcasters Association. And our production team and myself, we were thrilled that we received from the New Mexico Broadcasters Association a statewide award for election coverage, which was incredibly important to me. And I know to our viewers and listeners who really rely on that kind of coverage when they go to vote. So this is a time for me that I'm very emotional. And you're right. You know, you had the same some of the same experiences, I'm sure, because you worked at another station for a long time. And it's tough.
It is. And I know that, you know, you're going to a place that's close to family and for an exciting new opportunity, but it's already going to be cold when you get there, Fred.
Rub it in, Casey. Well, you know what? I came from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and the average snowfall often approaches 100 inches during the winter because of lake effect snow. Fortunately, where I'm moving, the average is about 10 inches for the entire winter.
Oh, wow.
So I'll deal okay with the snow, but you know me well enough to know that I'm not a cold weather person, so that will be an adjustment for me. I'm even bundled up here in the mornings when it's below freezing, and I'm wondering, how could it be this cold? So.
It does get a little chilly here. It is 1:12, and by the way, if you would like to call and share your thoughts with Fred, 575-646-2212 is the telephone number for KRWG Public Media's Voice of the Public. And I have a message here for you, Fred, from the KRWG General Manager, Adrian Velarde.
Hi, Fred. Adrian here. I'm sorry I couldn't participate live in today's Voice of the Public, but I didn't want to miss this opportunity to recognize you and to thank you for all of your hard work and all of your dedication on behalf of our listeners, on behalf of our viewers, and on behalf of KRWG Public Media as a whole. Your work, your dedication, your professionalism is going to leave a lasting impact here that will be felt for years to come. I thank you for everything you've done, and I certainly wish you the best as you start the next chapter of your career. Take care, and we will miss you.
You know, Fred, one of the things that that Adrian kind of passed on there in his thoughts is the impression that you will leave. And I tell you, it's not an impression that you can get as a listener of KRWG Public Media or as a viewer of KRWG TV. But only if you're here, like on Saturdays when Fred is here, and then on Sundays when Fred is working, And then when you come in on Monday morning and there's a nice, shiny, clean coffee pot that Fred washed over the weekend. Those are things.
You're making me sound like a saint, Casey, and I'm not, but thank you.
You work on the weekends and wash the coffee pot. What more could we ask? It's been a big job. And I want to talk a little bit more about some of those big jobs that you've tackled over time as KRWG Public Media's content director. But we have some doorbell rings going on here. So let me see. I feel like Mr. Rogers. Someone's knocking at the door. Let me answer and see who's there. It looks like we have joining us now. Oh, it's Edmundo Resendez, our development director here at KRWG.
Hi, Edmundo.
Hello, Fred.
How's it going?
Yeah, Edmundo, how's it going?
Figured out this microphone thing situation by now, but somehow I haven't.
We can hear you.
Okay, well, Fred, congratulations. You are going to somewhere where it's not about the snow, it's about the freezing weather. forget the snow. It's no big deal. The snow's no big deal. You can drive through the snow. It's about how cold it gets. And then it's so humid that it gets icy. So you get ice storms. So good luck with that.
Hey, I thought this show was supposed to make me feel good.
Well, you know, I'm just finding a way for you to miss Las Cruces and southern New Mexico. And, you know, again, having lived in Carbondale, you're going to love it. It's a great community, beautiful region of the country. And I wish you the best, and I'm going to miss you.
Well, I'm going to miss you too, Edmundo. One thing that we have in common, outside of working in broadcasting for so many years, is a sense of humor. And I always appreciate that. You know, the people that you work with, I always say, take the work seriously, but don't take yourself seriously. Because if you do that, you can kind of be a jerk to work with. So have humor, and you have great humor. I try to have humor in everything. And not everyone's like that. So, Edmundo, I will miss that with you. I know I can always joke around with you, and you joke around with me. And off the air, by the way, Edmundo told me about the great barbecue I was going to enjoy, not about cold weather. So,
I can visit, go there based on the barbecue. But now that you've accepted the job, I forgot to tell you that part.
Okay. All right. I can accept it.
Good luck, Fred.
Thank you.
Thanks, Edmundo, for stopping by. It's 1:16, and let's go to the phone now, 575-646-2212. Hi, good afternoon. Welcome to Voice of the Public. Who is this?
This is Eileen Van Wee calling, and I have worked with Fred through the League of Women Voters of Southern New Mexico in particular. So, Fred, I want to congratulate you on this opportunity for you in Illinois. And I guess I don't know much about Carbondale, so I hope you will share a little bit about that. But the League has worked a lot with Fred on candidate forums and election information, and he's always brought some good nonpartisan questions for our candidates, and the candidate forums, I think, have been a good service for the community, as well as all the other things that Fred has done. And I know there's a great team at KRWG, so you will be missed, but there's some folks, some wonderful folks left behind as well. So congratulations, and tell us a little bit about Carbondale.
Eileen, thank you so much for calling, and thank you so much for the League's partnership. I mentioned a moment ago that this year we were celebrating the win, a statewide win for best election coverage in New Mexico. And what I didn't say was that wouldn't have been possible without the League of Women Voters, because we partner with you and you help us do that work every year. And we've also done issues forums together, and we've done work on voter engagement together and getting young people engaged in voting. And this is, you know, aside from broadcasting, one of my greatest passions, you know that. And it's been so rewarding to me to work with you and the other members of the League in that effort, because it means so much to people to have that resource that's not available anywhere else, to get a chance to hear candidates answer questions about important issues and help people when they have to make a decision about who to vote for.
Well, I agree, and so thank you so much for that partnership that we value as well. So I'll miss you too.
Thank you, Eileen. And as far as Carbondale, that's where Southern Illinois University's main campus is located, and that's where the broadcast center is located. It's in the very southern part of Illinois, and it's only about 3 hours, actually, from Nashville, Tennessee. So, and so that gives you an idea of how far south it is. And certainly the stations, the NPR and PBS stations I will be leading, serve that region, but they also serve other parts of Illinois, because the Southern Illinois University has stations in other parts of Illinois, including the state capital, Springfield, and Quincy, and some other places. So
a lot of different stations that serve a number of states and cities in that region. So it will be wonderful to have that challenge. It's similar in some way to the challenge here because we cover such a wide area here. And one of the things I developed here was coverage in other parts of our region outside of where our studios are located in Las Cruces. So we have the Silver City Report and Alamogordo Now, and KC does a marvelous job with El Paso Matters. And so we cover a wide range here, and I'll be working on that effort to cover a wide area in Illinois and elsewhere, because there are other states that the stations serve as well.
All right. Thank you, Eileen, for the call.
That sounds great. And it's nice that you will be close to your family as well. So, again, best wishes to you as you move to a new journey in your life.
Thank you, Eileen.
It is 120, bye-bye, 121 and 575-646-2212, the telephone number to call. We've got the doorbell ringing again. Let's go see who's joining us on our Zoom meeting. By the way, I should mention, if you're watching on Facebook, that's actually a really good place to be right now because you can actually see Fred and see some of the folks that are crashing our Zoom today to give their best wishes to Fred. Hi, it's Emily Guerra. And you'll have to unmute yourself, Emily.
Oh, unmuted. Okay.
Hi, Emily.
Hey, hi, Fred. Thanks for being our leader, our team leader. And I'll be missing all those reports you send me for Puentes, bridges to the community. You've been a big bridge to our community. And thank you so much for leading us. And aren't you going to miss the Spanish music? I don't know if you have that in the southern part of Illinois. Although,
hey, I can listen online at krwg.org, can I?
That's true. And streaming live every night, 7 to 9. But also, you're going to be close to Nashville, so you can get out there and get some country music.
Well, and other music, too. I guess there's blues and all kinds of great music in Nashville. I've never been to Nashville, so it'll be a first time for me visiting Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm looking forward to that. And, of course, I'll be 2 hours from St. Louis, where my grandkids are and my daughter, and so it'll be nice to see them. And I have been to St. Louis, of course. But
well, congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank
again.
You.
A new life, something new in your chapters.
Yeah. And it's, as you know, Emily, it's not easy because you know how much I've loved living here and working with wonderful people like you.
Thank you. Muchas gracias. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Best wishes.
Thanks, Emily.
Nice to see you. And the doorbell.
We'll see you.
The doorbell just keeps ringing. Let's see who's knocking next here to join us.
Oh, it's Simon.
Am I on the air?
Hi, Simon.
You're on the air, Mr. Thompson from London. Good Lord.
I'm actually here partially to wish you well, but I'm here also to get the scoop. Big news in London. Second story after Kyle Rittenhouse verdict. Fred Martino's leaving KRWG. sorry to be all of that business. No, I'm just joking. But yeah, look, Fred, I just really wanted to take a moment and congratulate you on what you've done. I'll just, not to go into too depth, but Fred hired me, took a massive chance on me. I was an intern in Indiana with not a whole lot of cash or time on my visa. They sponsored me, brought me over. I had a lot of vision for our stories, but maybe not the precision. And Fred really integrated me into KRWG and took me under his wing editorially, did some really good stories, gave me heaps of resources, a free hand. It was really, really good. Gave me a lot of wisdom as well about presenting on air. His wife frequently baked me cookies.
Oh, my.
Awesome. I mean, I feel like we have to mention another loss of Las Cruces is Fred's wife, Jill, and all the people that consume the cookies and various other things. I will have to say one thing. In some ways, working with Fred did set me back a little bit. I got a lot of freedom. got a lot away with a lot. And then as I've tried to integrate into other jobs professionally, there's been some cases where like, what are you doing? You can't do that. Or why are you an hour late? Not that. No, I never did that. But you know, there was something. So it was almost too good to be true sometimes. But otherwise it's been pretty good. But I just really want to make sure that you know and you're aware, and that's kind of the ceremony's punched out that, you know, it's a big loss for Las Cruces that you're going, but there's a big positive public media legacy that you're leaving behind. And obviously a lot of New Mexican journalists, various other things. Just, I feel like there's a real contribution there. And I think it's great to see you move on to bigger and better things, but I think there's a real loss there for Las Cruces. And I think your fingerprint on the community is definitely intact.
Simon, well, I've never met you in person before, but I wanted to say thank you so much for taking the time to join us from across the pond. I haven't gotten one single cookie from Fred's wife, Jill.
Oh, damn. Wow. I don't know. No comment from me. I don't know. Bit of research there. Late, Jill. It's not too late if you're listening.
Well, Simon, what a thrill that you got to join us from London. Some of the people who are listening right now are familiar with your voice and your work because you were here for 3 years working for us as a reporter. So they've heard your voice before, but you left in 2017. So there's probably some people, too, who don't know that you worked here and didn't hear your work on the air. Or watch your work on the air, on television. Tell them what you're doing now.
To be honest, Fred, this is a Fred dedication show. I feel like you're burying the lead a little bit, but I'll give you a little bit. No, I'm just joking. I'm in London. I'm working as a news editor for a financial paper covering venture capital and private equity. It's huge, huge financial center, so there's heaps of jobs. I kind of hustled to get a good visa, so I'm doing that. Just reporting, living good life. You've kind of put me on the spot. Doing a lot of coverage. I do miss covering immigration and the more people-exposed stories and the public media kind of, I don't want to say hokiness, but the kind of playfulness of public radio, I guess. Look, it's really good. It's really good to have kicked on and actually got another job. Obviously, my exit was a bit more abrupt than I had. Or that it was an exit at all. So yeah, look, it's really good. There's seminal parts of New Mexican culture that I really miss. A lot of people, especially the food. They've sort of just discovered Mexican food over here, but it's very expensive.
Ah, okay. Well, yeah, as you know, Simon, we will be visiting London. We've never been to London. We plan to do that. And then the pandemic happened. And that sort of has delayed things. But
I think why I didn't get any cookies, probably, because we couldn't share cookies.
Good save. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, Simon, thank you for calling in today, and it means a lot to me that you joined the show today, because that was the period of working with you for 3 years was one of the most rewarding times in my career because of your incredible journalism and drive, and I thank you for that.
No worries, Fred. Congratulations. Good luck. And likewise, it was great working with you as well.
Yep. You take care and enjoy every moment of London.
Thank you.
Thanks, Simon. Good to meet you. And let's get to the phone next. 575-646-2212. If you're just joining us, our content director, Dr. Fred Martino, I haven't even called you that yet, Fred. It escapes me sometimes. But yeah, that's right. You not only came here as the content director, then you got an MPA and your PhD all at the same time while making these really significant, meaningful changes, which is a lot of work to undertake all at one time. So that's a really great accomplishment in and of itself, of course. But we do have to get back to the phone right quick because our friend Nadia Sykes has been waiting on the line. Thank you, Nadia, for your patience, and thanks for calling today.
Oh, you are so welcome. Hello, Casey. Hello, Dr. Martino. How are you?
It's good to hear your voice, and I've been on the air many times with you. for pledge drives. And of course, no one, though, at the station or on the air calls me Dr. Martino, but Fred is good. That I like that. So.
I wanted to say it at least once. It's been delightful to stay on hold and hear Simon. I too enjoyed Simon when he was on the air with you, Fred. I just wanted to tell you that any time here in Alamogordo that I talk about KRWG, that I go on and on about with superlatives about what a great public radio station it is, people inevitably mention Fred Martino. So you are the voice of KRWG to a lot of people who listen regularly to our public radio station. And I want to thank you for an opportunity you gave me probably 12 years ago, inviting me to participate in the pledge drive. I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed it, how much I've enjoyed working with you, how much I've learned from you when we do pledge breaks. And I'm going to miss you greatly. I just had to let you know that. So I know you're going to have a wonderful time at the new station. I know that the challenges are going to be something that you'll really enjoy. I know that you'll enjoy being where you're going to be being. But I just have to tell you that you will leave a hole at KRWG. So I hope we get to see you before you leave. But in the meantime, congratulations on the new opportunity and for all you accomplished. I also, you had mentioned earlier, and I was listening to the fact that while you were there, you had the opportunity, of course, to work with KC, and you received a number of awards. And I act as though it's my award, too, that you were Station of the Year. And I tell people about that all the time. So, again, congratulations on that. And I wish for you and Jill the best in everything you're going to be doing in the future. So thank you for allowing me the opportunity. And good luck with everything you're going to be doing.
Thank you, Nadia. That means a lot to me. Thank you for being a friend to me and to the station. It means a lot to hear that you feel this way. And as you know, it's hard to leave.
Indeed.
But it sounds like you also know that there's new challenges, new opportunities, and a new need for a new place. And the things I've learned here and grown from here will help me in meeting those challenges and opportunities. So thank you so much.
You're
Nadia.
Going to and do I, great.
Thank you. And I hope you will be able to come to the station lunch next week to celebrate and say goodbye in person.
But I would not miss it. So I will see you next week.
And
thank
Nadia,
you so much.
Nadia, yes. If you bring your pocket knife with you, I'll take you to the trophies and we'll carve your name on the back.
Yeah. And actually, it's the week after next. That's how screwed up my head is right now listening. It's my last week at work. So.
Yeah, well, happy Thanksgiving to both of you. And
yes.
I'll see you the week after next. Thank
happy
you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye, Nadia. 575-646-2212, the telephone number to call here. We are celebrating Fred Martino. There's so many things I want to ask you about, Fred, from your time here, including, but the doorbell just keeps ringing on our Zoom session. Let's see who else is joining us. It looks like we have, it's Anthony Moreno from the KRWG Newsroom. Hey, Anthony. He's trying.
Hi, can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. It's really great to be here with you. Really great to be here with you. Can you guys hear me all right? We had some problems here earlier. I just wanted to say a big shout out and thank you to Fred for all of his efforts in leading our content department. Really appreciate him helping me grow as a broadcast journalist, the opportunity to not only anchor Morning Edition every weekday morning, but also to produce and anchor television programs as well. I also want to share some things about Fred that some folks may not know. While interviewing for my job nearly a decade ago, Fred made an effort to kind of go beyond the interviews and meetings with staff here to really introduce me to the community, and even show me potential areas to live if I was offered the job. And, you know, as in the broadcast journalism field, folks move away from home so often. That's really something I think that most employers would not take the time to do. So I really appreciate him doing that. So that was really something very special. So thank you very much for that, Fred.
Thank you, Anthony. And thank you.
And also, I also want to share something else. In 2014, I was injured very bad in a bicycle accident and was left with crutches. At the time, I didn't have a vehicle and I walked to work or commuted by bike. But while I was on crutches, Fred helped me out a lot by driving me home every afternoon, which was very helpful. That's the kind of guy Dr. Fred Martino is. So I just want to say a special thanks to you, Fred. Thank you so much.
You mean, Anthony, he wouldn't come and pick you up at 4:30 in the morning? He may not have heard that. That's better. Probably better that way.
Thank you. Thank you, Anthony.
Well, I couldn't get him to do that, but luckily there were some other staff that are here in our building at that time that I'm very thankful to as well. So, yeah.
Well, Anthony, thank you so much for being an amazing colleague and friend for so long. Almost a decade. You're getting close to the double digits, like me, and my goodness, you know, you besides the wonderful journalism that people get to enjoy that you bring the community, the smile and kindness that they see on the air is also here in the building from you.
I appreciate that. And, you know, I could say the same about you. So thank you so much for all of that. I mean, it really means a lot. And I'm really lucky to have had a supervisor like you to really encourage growing as a professional. I think that's something that is unique these days. Some may know that I had an opportunity to do a fellowship in Germany and Belgium. And I wouldn't have known about that opportunity unless Fred had encouraged me to apply for it. He had participated in it years before. And that just really changed, you know, me as a person in my career, that opportunity. I mean, it was a once in a lifetime opportunity. So I'm really thankful for that as well, as well as the many other opportunities to grow as a professional. So thank you so much. I mean, I'm really appreciate, it's really been an honor to get to know you, not only as a supervisor, but, you know, as a person, you know, and your wife, Jill, you know, you two are so wonderful, and I'm really happy for you all on this next opportunity. So thank you so much, Fred.
Thank you, Anthony, very much. Yeah, I'm so glad that you did get to go to Germany. That was something I did in Michigan, and was so proud that you were chosen for that fellowship. And one of our other guests who was on just a moment ago from London, Mr. Simon Thompson, went to Germany as well on that fellowship. And, of course, we've had German journalists come and enrich the community here, speaking to NMSU students and other employees about what it's like to produce journalism in Germany. And that exchange is just amazing. And I hope that there will be many more KRWG journalists who get to go through the RIAS program to Germany. I hope to go back one day. I know, just like you, Anthony, that was a life-changing experience for me, and something that I treasure, really.
Oh, well, we all treasure you here, and please know that, you know, you've definitely made an impact in our community, not only in this building, but throughout our community, throughout our region. And you're really leaving a wonderful legacy behind.
Thank you, Anthony.
It is 1:39, and we have some calls on the telephone. Thanks, Anthony. And we want to get to those just as quickly as possible. Thank you for holding, by the way. Mary, you're on Voice of the Public. Good afternoon. Thanks for calling.
Hi, this is Mary Hotzit in the Silver City area. Fred, you're breaking our hearts here.
Hi, Mary.
You know, I've been looking forward to the pandemic getting over enough that you're all coming down for coffee with us again, you know, and that we can talk politics again and
yeah.
just breathe. And, you know, and now we're just going to miss you.
I
want to say two things. You know, yes. thank you for including the Silver City Report in every week in the morning news. That's really important to us here. And second, you're going to really hate the weather in Carbondale.
I mean, once you've lived in paradise, you know.
You're going to hate it. You're going to hate it. I lived in Springfield for a number of years and taught down there, and you're going to hate it.
Oh, gosh, Mary. Well, you know, I enjoyed the time that we've spent together. And believe me, when I come to visit New Mexico, I will definitely have to get in touch with you to visit Silver City and spend some time again.
We'll be waiting for you, Fred.
Yeah.
We'll be waiting for you. Thank you and wishing you very best in this new phase, even though you're going to hate it.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Before we get to our next caller, I just want to say we did get a couple of emails in advance of the show today from Silver City. One comes from Karen and Ed Valentine. They say, "Dear KRWG, we wanted to offer our thanks to Fred Martino for his dedicated service to public radio in our area. We've listened to Fred from his first days until his final month with KRWG, and he has shown great flexibility with supporting the station in many roles, delivering news professionally and promoting open-mindedness and positivity always. You will be missed, Fred, and we wish you happy trails ahead. Sincerely, Karen and Ed Valentine of Silver City, members since 2001.
Thank you, Karen and Ed, very much. I appreciate that.
And next on the phone is Don. Good afternoon, Don. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Don Kurtz here, and I've been involved with in Las Cruces with local campaigns and policy issues for many years, and just want to tell Fred how much we have appreciated your reporting, of course, but also I see that you're the content director or something, and I think the content of your programming has been fabulous and really shined a light on local issues in a way that's been very, very important for the community.
Don, thank you so much for that. That means a great deal to me. And it's why that I know this show is billed as a celebration of my opportunity to be here for more than 13 years. But what that really means is it's a celebration of all of the people who work in the content department who do the work that you're talking about as well. Casey, who has brought such an incredible contribution, including this show. We heard Simon Thompson earlier in the 3 years he was here, the kind of reporting he did, and three different documentaries while he was here. And Anthony Moreno, and he's getting ready for your legislators and talking to our state legislators during this session. And of course, his work on the radio and on Fronteras on television to shed a light on issues that sometimes don't get covered elsewhere. And I, you know, as Simon kind of mentioned, I give people help in that work, but guidance, but they do this work and do it so well. So thank you for saying that. I appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you, Fred. We're definitely going to miss you, and just your fair, insightful reporting and interviewing. They've been a great gift to all of us.
Thanks, Don.
Thank you, Don.
Another email came from Silver City I wanted to get to before we let too many more minutes get by, because my gosh, It's already 1:44.
Wow.
like I said, Silver City from Mark S. Donnell, MD. He says, Fred, congratulations on your long years of service to KRWG. You are a very good person, and I wish you success at whatever you choose to do in the future. We haven't always agreed on everything, but you have always been helpful whenever I have needed anything. I recently had an op-ed published in the Washington Examiner, and although you may again disagree with my views, here is the link.
You know, one of the first things I did, Casey, when I came here was start that email address that people hear all the time where these emails came in, feedback@nmsu.edu. It didn't exist before I arrived. And one of the reasons I created that was to have that ability for people at any time to send questions or comments, to give us story ideas or interview ideas, and later on submit columns for our website. And it has been at the time I knew it was important, but I didn't realize how important. It has been one of the most important decisions I made, and I'm glad I made it right when I came here. Because, as you know, KC, public media is this partnership with people who are in the community. And to have a partnership, it has to be two-way, right? I mean, you have to constantly be in touch with people and in tune with people about what they need. And then, of course, we also depend on people for donations to keep this place running. And this show is also, I said it's a celebration of this staff, but it's also a celebration of our members, because there's a lot of people who listen, but they may not be a member. So this is a celebration of our members, too, who make it possible for people to work here through their donations. We are grateful to you every single day that we come into work. So
575-646-2212, the telephone number to call. You're listening to Voice of the Public with our content director, Fred Martino, who's going to be leaving our organization after next week, December 3rd, his last day. And I know it's such a crazy time trying to just wrap up loose ends in one place that you've been so long. It's another thing altogether to pick up and move your family over this long distance. And then, of course, it's another thing to start meeting the challenges that await you at your new job. What can you say about what kind of similar challenges you might be facing as you move into the next opportunity? Or do you think it's going to be something completely different? For example, take us back to when you first started at KRWG and some of the things that you said right away had to be worked on.
Well, I mean, two of the things that are similar is that wide geographic area that we will be serving there. And so that's similar. Another thing is, not unique to KRWG or to Southern Illinois University, and that is the need to constantly be looking at ways to add more content. This has become an even bigger priority over the last 13 years that I've been here because, of course, there has been a decline nationally in the number of newspapers all around the country. So there are more news deserts is the term that's often used. There are more gaps in coverage. And I firmly believe that public media is one of the most important ways to fill those gaps, especially at places like KRWG, where we have a strong digital presence, we have a strong radio station and a strong television presence. We can do things that, quite frankly, no one else can do. And, you know, it's so important to also have that broadcast element. Not everyone has internet service.
and they rely on broadcasting, radio and television, to get information. And it's absolutely essential that people not only donate when they can to public media, but they let the public officials who represent them understand that an informed electorate is required. It's required. It's not optional. It's required to have a functioning democracy. And that means everyone. It doesn't mean some people or people who can afford good internet. It means everyone. And part of the way that the government offers that help is in some support of public media. And so it's absolutely essential. And I do think that some very strong supporters of public media let their elected officials know about that. It's important that everyone understand it and let folks know about it, because this isn't theoretical. There have been cases in other parts of the country where state legislators have decided to eliminate funding for public media, and it has had dire and drastic consequences in other places. So as someone who believes, and if you're listening, I know you believe in the work we do, you believe in an informed electorate, we can't be silent about that. It's essential for us to talk about it.
Let's talk about it with Sarah, who is on the line, 575-646-2212. Just a few minutes to go for Voice of the Public with Fred Martino, who we're celebrating today as he prepares to transition on to Southern Illinois. Hi, Sarah. How are you? Thanks for your patience.
Hi, guys. Hi, Fred. I just wanted to say how much I've enjoyed having you as an office neighbor upstairs, and how much I have been impressed, too. I mentioned this to you off air a few weeks ago, but how impressed I have been, given all the logistics and stresses involved with, you know, starting a new job in a different place and moving cross country and getting all those ducks in a row. Just your enthusiasm and your positivity hasn't waned at all. And I think that is truly remarkable and commendable. And so I just wanted to say thank you for that.
Well, thank you very much, Sarah, and enjoyed working with you as well. And thank you for everything that you do for the station. Sarah has been integral in letting people know about some of the work that we do when you see e-blasts. If you subscribe to our email newsletter, you can do that, by the way, on the region's homepage, right on the homepage there. There's a link to subscribe. And she helps in that work and many other things. So, Sarah, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for your quick e-blast turnaround.
Well, I was going to say, and something else that people should know about Sarah is that, of course, that doesn't happen if she doesn't stay on all of us to get things turned into Sarah in a timely fashion when she needs them. Fred, I'm sure, is very good at that. Me, not so much.
There's time.
Thanks for calling, Sarah.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. And we might have time to squeeze you in if you'd like to call before this hour is through, 575-646-2212. Fred Martino is leaving KRWG Public Media very soon. The announcement was made last night on Newsmakers, and the emails started pouring in. We have another one from Alamogordo. And Fred was, you know, that's one of the things that we touched on really early on is the coverage of the area. Sometimes when our studios are in one place and you might live in that same place, sometimes you forget that you have a community that needs you and that needs attention in TRC or in Deming or Silver City. And this note comes from Alamogordo, from Cliff, who says, Fred, I will surely miss your contribution to the KRWG family. Thanks for getting to know us during the KRWG coffee breaks in years past. I wish you the best of opportunities with your future journalism choices. So thanks, Cliff, for writing. What does it mean to you, Fred, to hear from listeners around the region today?
Oh, it means so much. And thank you, Cliff. This is why we entered this field, and it's one of the things that keeps us going through challenging times, to hear from people. And Casey, you and I both started our careers in commercial media and before getting into public media. And one of the things I appreciate so much about public media is that it is a family. Our members who help make this happen, they're part of this organization. You're part of our family. And in addition to your support, your words of encouragement, your ideas, in some cases, your partnership to actually produce the programming, it makes such a difference. It's one of the things I'm most proud of here in my time here. Is earlier we talked with the League of Women Voters, but there have been so many other partnerships that I've been able to work with over the last more than 13 years that have enriched what we do and enriched this community. And I'd be remiss without also saying the opportunity to work with young people, with students, just has been, for me, one of the most rewarding things in my career. And I am constantly amazed. You will hear on the radio and see on television. In fact, you mentioned newsmakers last night. We had three different segments from KRWG Media Scholars who you hear on the radio. Today we had a report from Sarah Rodriguez. We got to see one of her reports last night. You hear from Noah Race. And Noah, he had two stories on last night, a video essay and also a news report. And Noah started with us as a senior in high school.
It's amazing.
And he did a documentary as a senior in high school.
So much talent.
Incredible. And I've never had an intern do a documentary. Noah did a documentary and it was outstanding. It'll be replayed actually later this month on KRWG-TV and it's on the website. But that for me is incredibly rewarding.
I want to get to the phone while we still can, because we do have a caller, Gilbert, on the line. Hi. Hi, Gilbert. Are you with us?
Yes. Hello.
Hi. Thanks for waiting. How are you?
Oh, just fine. I'm a sustaining member of your station and TV. And hate to see Fred leave.
Well, Gilbert, we are too, because we've already started receiving all of the emails that Fred normally gets. I think it's 1,000 every 15 minutes.
Gilbert, thank you. I appreciate you calling in, and I appreciate your kind words.
Yes, I watch a lot of Newsmakers, Fronteras, Nova, listen to NPR almost in the mornings. And good luck, and take it easy, and I'll miss you.
Well, I'll miss all of our members. I really appreciate you taking the time today to call in and wish me well. And I'm glad you appreciate the programming.
Yes, I have a sticker on my car also.
Ah, very good.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Gilbert. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for calling today.
Okay, you too, and happy holidays.
And bye-bye. From our Facebook page, we have Anna, who wrote, "Very best wishes on your future, and thanks for all you've done for KRWG. And there's been so many things. Without all of the guests and the visitors and the calls, we still would have really not been able to get all of the things mentioned throughout the course of the hour that you have done in the last 13 years. But with the 2 minutes we have left, can you think of like one memory that you really want to share before our time is through?
Mm. Well, it's hard to pick just one. But one of the things that I was able to do here, not on the air myself, but I led as an effort that was that is incredibly important to me, and I hope it continues, is for a number of years, I led an effort to ensure that we covered many of the ceremonies at the Las Cruces Convention Center, where folks were becoming new U.S. citizens. And it really was, for me, one of the most impactful things that I had a chance to see happen. And I saw incredible work by our staff putting those things together, and an incredible effect on the people who watch them to honor the people who come here to the United States to make a new life. And it was very important to me, and I know to many of you who watch those segments. So that comes to mind immediately.
Well, Fred, thank you so much. I've been here since September of 2019, and you have been nothing but welcoming, and it's really sad to see you go. And thank you for spending this hour with us today.
Thank you, Casey.
Coming up next, it's Leora Zeitlin with Intermezzo by Request, and of course, NPR News Now.